Okay, we're back. This is Bree.
And I'm Riley.
And today we are going to talk about
suicide
prevention.
Because September 10th is National Suicide Prevention Day. Mm-hmm. So let's get into it.
Okay, so what is suicide?
Suicide is the act of killing yourself.
Or causing yourself to be dead.
There are several ways to do it.
Why are you looking at me weird?
I don't know. I'm looking at you. But no, you don't. There's...
I mean, we don't want to list all these things because...
We don't want to give you ideas. Anyways. So...
Do you know anybody that's killed themselves? That's kind of brutal, but...
No. Maybe.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know.
Do you know anybody that's thought about it?
No. Everyone has.
No.
And I'm, no, okay, some
everybody
of my...
Everybody has said, some I should my, just kill myself, but...
Some it? Of my friends have... Thought about it, or almost attempted to, or attempted, Yeah. Show you the infographs. I can't read it.
You
see?
Okay. Well, I don't know why you're on that right now. You should be on something else. But Google Chrome, not my pictures. Anyways,
I am on Google Chrome.
Well, I can't help it. The picture's blurry. What do you want me to do?
Find out. Find another one.
Okay. So, anyways. September 10th, and now I didn't even know it was a day.
You didn't know it was a day?
I didn't know it was a day. I was scrolling on Facebook while I was laying with the boys to make sure they were to bed, and I saw it on the Facebook page, Mental Health Awareness, and, like, I was like, wow, I didn't realize that, and I thought, because it said today, and I was like, wait, that's not today, that's tomorrow. Do you remember that we were listening to that Your Teen Talk or whatever it was? Oh, my stretch marks. Anyways, remember the guy was saying about his son that killed himself?
Oh, yeah.
I forgot how he hung himself, right? And he was only, like...
11.
12,
or
11.
He was, like, my age.
That's crazy. I mean, it's crazy to think that, like, you can't... battle your own, you know what I mean? Like, you have to battle your own demons, but you need somebody else there with you. But it's crazy is that there's some people that can never overcome it. Some people are just so depressed and could never feel love, you know what I mean? To feel that self-worth.
Yeah.
That their life isn't worth living.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that sometimes you feel that way. I feel that way too sometimes, but at the same time, I'm able to pull myself out of it. There are some days that I'm just like, ugh, I can't, but it's never gotten to that point where, I mean, when I was younger, it did, where I didn't want to be alive, I didn't want to live, I had terrible childhood growing up. I mean, what?
I'm thinking, I was listening. No.
Okay, well then.
I mean, someone said today that committing suicide is a weak way out of your problems. One of the people I know.
Some people do consider it a coward way out. It's an easy way out, but it's also a coward way out. That's what some people think. But I don't think so. Think about how much strength
that takes to do
that. And I'm sure when all these people who have committed suicide, they think about all the people they're leaving behind and all the people that are going to be disappointed and sad that they're no longer there. But then also they must be thinking that those people are going to be better off without me. Like, I don't add any value to this life. Mm-hmm. My life would be so much better. Their life would be better without me.
Yeah. It's true. That's what I was thinking also, like, you must have so much strength to do it, and, like, those last few, like, seconds must be, like, terrible. You know, well, not terrible, but, like...
What if you, like, decide to do it? I mean, there's many, many ways. And then, like, what if last minute you decide you didn't want to do it more? Like, something in your brain said, nope, this is not it, but it's too late then. Like, I wonder if anybody, like, regrets it? And then, I mean, then are they trapped in limbo? Like, is there a ghost still lingering? Did they cross to the other side? Are you just, you know what I mean?
My mom's a conspiracy
fan. No, that's not conspiracy. That's not conspiracy. It's just some people, you know, some people, and like very religious people, don't believe, some don't believe that there's anything on the other hand. You keep looking at my arm.
I can see your veins.
My bruises, my veins.
It's weird that some guys have like their veins popping out because I wish they work out and it's just weird. Anyways, off topic.
Go ahead.
So from this infograph, right? Sorry, I'm pretty good. Infograph.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it talks about just Italy, but it says apparently that there's 3,935 deaths due to suicides in Italy.
Oh, let me see. No, I'm gonna pull something else up.
You were interrupting.
But that's in 2017.
So, a lot of your infographics are from
2016. No, I'm not. Yes. I'm pulling up this. Like, this right here is. Not what I want to say. Okay, infograph suicide prevention day. Infograph, what year is it? 2021? Well, last year I think was really hard for a lot of people. And then are you picking up that still?
That one's gone.
Well, the medicine worked.
But, like, there still wasn't.
You got to put the medicine on there. Anyways, I'm saying that 2020 was really bad for a lot of people mentally. I think 2021... Some people are spiraling probably even worse than 2020 was. So.
Due to, like.
The virus. Because everything is shutting down. There's work. You know, some people had to be forced to work.
Like now. Like this year.
Well, the Delta variant. A lot of places. A lot of companies. Couldn't stay afloat. So, they shut down. These people don't have jobs to go to. Okay, so they don't have a job because the virus said, oh, well, this restaurant closed. You can't go to work. Well, who's hiring now because of the pandemic? Oh, okay, well, how are you going to provide for your family? How is your family going to eat? What about this? How about your house? Well, how are you going to pay your rent? And how are you going to pay your bills? Oh, well, now I'll just wait until I go back to work. Well, now we can't go back to work because the company closed. They couldn't afford to stay open.
Well, I'm talking about this year.
I know. That's what I'm talking about, this year. There's a lot of companies, especially ones that I call everyday work. Oh, we shut down. We couldn't survive the pandemic. Just because there's a physical place doesn't mean the business is able to stay open. If you don't have revenue to keep a business, the lights on, the rent, the mortgage, whatever it is, how could you have a business? In order to have a business, you have to have income going in. Instead of, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then you think about all these people that are losing friends and family over being vaccinated, non-vaccinated, you know? I have a good friend whose husband is going to be laid off from work. We were talking about this because they are requiring everybody to be vaccinated, which... I mean, I get it because it's a healthcare system, blah, blah, blah. But it doesn't make sense, too, because he works from home. But it's now infringing on his personal rights and all this stuff. So now his whole family is spiraling out of control, like, because he's going to lose his job. Well, if he loses his job, how are they going to pay for the mortgage? They have four kids. Who's going to pay for all their horses, their food? So that's what I'm saying. It's not just 2020. It's 2021. Who knows how long it's going to go for.
Like the Great Depression.
Could be.
Scary to think about.
Like, we already are another, like, virus in the textbooks that kids are.
Well, you think about this right now. Tomorrow is National Suicide Prevention Day. What else comes after tomorrow? What's Sunday or Saturday?
9/11.
25 years. And 25 years ago that happened. You think about how many people, like, have post-traumatic stress syndrome. You think about how many people lost their parents. You think of how many people put their life on the line for that. That was like a whole monumental, like, shift to, like, everybody watch those Twin Towers come down. You watched that and you just thought, like, how crazy that is that that happened. And all those people who went to work every day. I'm just going to go to work, my regular job, never to be seen again. So, National Suicide Prevention.
Yeah, but I
just... But we're talking about suicide, we're not even talking about prevention. So, how do you stop suicide?
Well,
how could you, a little old teenager, stop somebody from preventing suicide?
There's always telling another adult or parent, guardian, someone who you can trust about either what you're feeling or what a friend or a family member is feeling, which I get, it's not always the easiest to do. I know I for sure have had trouble telling my friends, like, or telling counselors or something what my friend's going through, like that, mentally, and it's hard because, you know, you feel like you're ratting them out. So that's always a really difficult one. There's always talk to them and try to make them happy, you know, make sure that they feel extra loved and do what you can help out in the ways that you can help out. There's also therapy. Yeah.
There are some little things that I think that people neglect, like little self-care things. Like, I know you guys think it's stupid, I leave you little lunchbox notes. I know you guys think they're dumb.
I didn't get one today.
I think I forgot. Are you mad because you didn't get a lunch note? I don't think I wrote one today, did I?
No.
I didn't. So you're mad because you didn't get a lunchbox note?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
It's okay. My friend gave me a joke. I was walking to third period history with him, and he was like, "Hey, how do you get a country girl's attention? A tractor."
Okay, but that's not a joke. That's a pick of mine. Kind of. What is he like? What was your joke of the day? Did he ask you?
I don't eat lunch with the people who hear my jokes.
That's funny, though, that I totally brain farted it out. Why? What happened? I wonder why. I think I was just so wrapped up in work. That's so crazy.
So mean of you.
You don't even... Well, I just... I used to do it randomly, and then I used to put them on your door, and now you expect it. You know what it was? I know why I didn't do it. Because yesterday, I made your lunches early, and then I put the food out, and then you guys got your lunch boxes. So I physically never walked into the kitchen this morning. That's why. But anyways, back to what I was saying is that I know you think those notes are stupid.
In a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God, this joke is so stupid.
Why did the strawberry start crying?
Because his parents were in a jam.
What do you call two lovebirds?
I didn't get that one.
Tweethearts.
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
Hello.
Hi, Dad.
We're talking National Suicide Prevention Day is tomorrow.
Yeah. doing a podcast.
I forgot to put lunchbox notes in there. Stop looking down my shirt, you little weirdo.
Good night.
Ew.
You do it to me like I wipe your kisses off and you do the same.
You went poop to me.
Alright, I'll give you a kiss. Come here. Come here. Like you did to me yesterday. Hold on. Don't do that. It's so weird. Alright. Jax.
Nice.
Jax is my suicide prevention star.
Don't, so you hit him.
Good boy.
That's also a good way. A lot of people get therapy dogs and animals.
But lots of people also don't believe that those dogs are therapy dogs and animals.
But no, I'm saying that there's some people...
Your eyes are watering.
I know, because your dad's gross. But I'm just saying that some people, like, who are lonely, don't have kids, or don't have family, that little a-hole cat or dog, demon dog that she is...
She's not a therapy. Dax is a therapy.
But I'm saying is, though,
yeah,
to have... like a living, breathing thing, even if it's a plant that relies on you, is it makes people feel worthy. Like, if I'm not there, that plant's gonna die. Not in my house, because my plants die either way. There's a couple that are still alive, but not very well. They're looking pretty crusty, but they can perk back up. But even though demon dog, like, she's a little jerk, but I know when I come home, she's just like, I'm so happy to see you. I'm going to pee all over you.
Yeah, she pees.
Dax, you know, he loves love.
Yeah.
So it's just like things like that. Some people are just having that sense of worthiness.
Yeah.
How do you feel when the animals get over to you, and then does it make you feel like, oh, my heart?
Yeah, I always think it's super cute because Dax comes over, Mr. Waggles bottom, and his butt is wagging like crazy.
And the morning, first thing he hears me get up, he gets, you know, he just gets so excited.
And he's like, yeah, he gets all ready.
In the morning, like when he's outside and I kick him out, he gets so angry. And he'll hear me get up and like, you know, walk around. He looks right at the window and he's like, but it just... like suicide prevention, like taking your dog for a walk. So how are some ways to you can lift your mood? How
cope.
What are some ways to self-care? Don't pick at your...
Stop. To write in a journal daily.
But what would you write? I freaking hate my life.
No. Mother write chicken. Make a positive journal. Or a journal, like, where every day you write something new that you're grateful for. I did that for a good straight 3 months.
What if you wrote in a journal every day something negative? You think you'd constantly be like, my life sucks? But there's also, like, you know, they tell you, like, if you're really angry at somebody, to write it down. Mm-hmm. Never give them that letter. Wouldn't that be, like, the same thing?
Yeah.
Like, you're just, like, venting, writing it down, and... and closing that book.
Oh, I do this.
I know you do. You write about me and your mom. Me and your dad. My parents are terrible. They don't let me go anywhere.
No.
I got no personal time.
No.
Never go anywhere with my friends.
One time I wrote a whole bunch of bad words and I was like, and then I crumbled it and then I threw it out.
Did it make you feel better?
Yeah. See, when I'm writing in a journal or something, I write bad words instead of saying them, because I'm just that
smart. I've been looking for that mother flipping book.
Which one?
Little B. I almost bought that book the other day because I was looking for it. You're a jerk. I got like 7 chapters into that book, and I have been looking for it.
Oh.
Yeah. And you probably haven't even read it. You're stupid. Why are you stealing my book?
Because I have that big book to read.
You're stealing my book. We have a ton of books. Self-care, also. I love reading because it makes me feel like I could escape. Although, I mean, my books aren't always the best ones to skip. I'm listening to this one. I don't know if I could listen to it, though, because the narrator, it sucks. Like, it's the same person narrating, but then it's like, oh, and Evelyn said, and then it's all of a sudden it's never like another voice. It's just another another person supposed to be narrating.
Yeah, but it's not like they don't do voice. Like,
they don't. The voices are too similar. There's no affliction to like or anything to like say that they're too.
Yeah, I know what you
so
mean.
Like. It's be talking all of a sudden. It's like, and then she dropped. I'm like, what? Who's talking now? Anyways, oh, this book is good. I've been wanting. That's why I tried to see if they had to take the library. It's The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. It's a spicy redhead, and she and Cecilia St. James. She's a lesbian, but she's like a movie starlet. But anyways, so I'm reading that one, and then. Self-care. That's how I'm talking about my suicide prevention. I'm escaping through books. And then I read murder podcasts.
The books I'm reading right now.
Okay, but let's talk about... I know.
Is Jane... I'm not pronouncing
it. Jane Austen.
No, Jane Eyre or whatever by Charlotte Bronte.
Jane Eyre.
Yeah. And then I'm also reading an Alcatraz book.
Oh, this is self-care. Even though you didn't want to go to Alcatraz and do all that stuff with us.
I didn't say that.
Self-care, suicide prevention. How do you think those people felt on Alcatraz? Do you think they felt like they need to commit suicide?
A lot of them would have, but... Sorry, I'm going to hear noise right now.
Oh. But it says that it was, like, the most luxurious... Is that what they said? It was, like, the most luxurious... All the food was, like, the best, like, prison food.
The food was, but the guy... The book I'm reading is actually about, like, a famous guy who's in the prison, but he said once you were in like isolation or in the D block, which is right before you get put into isolation, or like once you right get after, it's like before going back to the normal cells, they'd give you like the food, but they like crumble it up and mush it and put it into one big like nasty pile that nobody would want to eat. And then he said a lot of men would have committed suicide, but they weren't allowed to have knives and stuff, you know, and they went through, like, the security check before calls. Huh?
Don't cover the bottom. That's where the speaker is.
The speaker's there.
Mm-mm. That's where you hear it out of. Because when you're talking on the phone...
Oh, you have it upside down.
Yeah. Oh. Anyways. So...
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of them would have committed suicide.
I'm sure that there's a lot of people you know personally that have tried to commit suicide or have attempted it, but they're never going to tell you. I'm sure you know of people, you just don't want to tell me, but there's a lot of people I'm sure that you also don't know. I'm sure there's a lot of people I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, life is hard.
I have a friend who doesn't like herself right now because she thinks she looks fat.
Yeah.
She's not like...
Body dysmorphia is real. I mean, you think about all the newspapers, the magazines, you know, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, you know, just Facebook, all these things that are in your face. It's even worse than when we were younger because you would just see it like, you know, movies in... like what do they call them, like tabloids, but now it's within an instant you can pick up your phone and feel like you're nothing because you see it everywhere.
I feel like that, like I have to have the skinny body type with the gap between the thighs.
You don't need a thigh gap.
I know. But
you know that, but in your head, go ahead.
Yeah, you cut me off. It's rude. I don't have social media to compare myself to, so I compare myself to the people I'm friends with or people I'm at school with. Like, the new girl, I already told you about her. Yeah, I compare myself to her a lot, because she's, like, really pretty. Like, I even told her that, like, everybody said that. You're like, all my guy friends, I was like, is she? And they're like, yeah.
So you feel like you're missing out because you don't have social media, so you're comparing yourself to real life examples.
Which I think is worse.
No.
Because when I see them in real life, I know that that's not fake. Like, that's them, but they're on social media. It could be like, but what they
they photoshopped that.
But think about how many people starve themselves or put themselves into unhealthy situations to fit other people's perceptions.
But, like,
you know that's her real life, but, like, how do you know that she's not starving herself to be skinny? How do you know she really likes her hair really long? Maybe she really just wants her short hair, and she's miserable with herself because she's keeping her hair long because that's what everybody tells her she looks nice with. Body dysmorphia. You're unhappy with yourself, but you're keeping it that way because everybody else tells you one thing.
I was actually doing research the other day on different kinds of depression and anxiety. I learned a lot.
I mean, you don't think that I don't have that kind of feelings? And, I mean, you think I'm just because I'm mom, I'm immune to it? Yes.
No.
I know it's
when
hard.
When you ask me for out, like, if you're off, it looks nice and stuff.
I know. All right. I mean, obviously, because your dad he told me whatever he thinks I want to hear. Though, although sometimes I'm like, you're lying to me. No, I'm just saying it's probably even worse. I don't know. They're two different. I can think it's hard because you're around kids and kids are jerks. But then I'm also like, I have to compare myself to other moms and then the people who haven't had kids. So, like, and then when you go to the store, I'm like, I really like this shirt, but it doesn't fit my body because I'm short. And I've had 4 kids, you know? Like, my body is never going to be the same. So then it's like, capable of it. My boobs aren't up here anymore. They're down here.
I think it's hard being short. Like, if I was taller, I'd be, like, really, like, a twig. I'd be a twig.
I know.
But since I'm shorter, there's not as many places for...
Your body only goes here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
So you only have this much room. Mm-hmm. For, like, this much to go. So then you're this and this instead of being, like, this and this.
But they about all the people that are really tall. Who am I friends with that's tall? Jessie. She's tall and skinny, but she has body dysmorphia. She is miserable with her body.
She is?
She's miserable with her body. But see,
if I was her age, I totally wish I'd have that body.
The thing is, she has what you were saying is a nice body, you know, like that's what you would strive for, but that's not what she has. She doesn't feel that way about herself. So, you know, like we talk about it all the time, and it's hard because, like I said, you have the pressure of being young and kids around you, but as you get older, you think about all the things that are in your face, like, are you a good mom? Are you working? Are you spending too much time doing this? You know, like, then you have all these diets and marketing that are strategically for busy moms.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Like, I'm going to show you this. Hold on. Like, when I see people wearing, like, oh my God, it's not working. Okay. When I see people wearing outfits like this and stuff, you know, I think, well, my thighs aren't that skinny.
Well, that's also angles. There's also angles. So, I mean, gotta know your angles. But who cares? I'm really grateful for the body positivity society that we are in right now. Because when I was growing up, it used to be heroin chic was really popular. I mean, like, you literally look like you were a drug addict. Like, that's how skinny people wanted to be. I'll show you. This leg. No, we're not looking at outfits.
No, I was going to show you more photos.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, most of the people I'm friends with, they're, like, half of this.
Yeah, okay.
90. And I wish that I had skinnier legs.
Why? This is like what was popular when I was growing up. That was popular. That was in our face all the time. This heroin chic look. But See how different society has looked now? Mm-hmm. Hold on. I was going to look up suicide prevention.
I just think that if I wore outfits, it would look cuter if I didn't have, or like, it would look better overall if I didn't have as thick of thighs.
But your thighs are perfect the way they are because God made you the way they are.
But, yeah, I know, but it's hard to think that. Like, when I wear my jeans, I always think, how would it look on my friend who has skinnier thighs?
But your friend could be thinking, wow, I wish I had a little bit more meat on me because I feel very insecure. Like, I feel like I could blow away in the wind. I feel like my body is flat as a board. I feel like I look like a boy.
It's true.
Okay, one in every... Okay, so this is from the International Association for Suicide Prevention. Here, you can read this part. If you want resources about... If you want to, it's from... You don't ever feel like us keeping you from social media has helped you, though, in some way?
It has in some ways, but it makes me feel like I'm missing out more a lot. Because I had social media to be able to send, like, photos and videos without it looking like...
That's not necessarily true, because that has nothing to do with it. It's just your phone. That's all it is.
Yeah, sometimes I do wish I had social media.
But you also don't feel like you're also... Okay, so you feel like you're missing out, but what else do you feel like? Do you feel like there's any pros?
There have been pros. Like, I'm not as caught up in social media or, like, on the toxicity of it. But I also think that...
Do you sometimes, like... Are you glad you don't have it because you don't get caught in the drama? Like, oh my God, did you see that person's, like, Instagram? Like, your snap? Like, that's so stupid.
I guess, but I don't really care about that. That doesn't bother me. I could care less. But yeah. There's some times when I wish I had it more.
I love you so much that it's just our job to protect you as parents for as long as we can. I'm not saying you're never going to have social media because it's never going to go anywhere.
You'll just hold it off as much as possible.
That's not true. Who's to say that? Your dad and I were talking about it. Like I said, it's not just me saying no. It's because I think we're sometimes so informed that we don't want to make the wrong decision. But sometimes, because we are so informed and we're so aware of what's going on, we make the wrong decision. Because we love you so much. Does that make sense?
Not really.
Because I know so much about it, and I know that there's so many downsides of social media that I'm so overprotective about it.
But there's also positives to social media.
There is positives, but do sometimes the positives outweigh the negatives? Yes. Sometimes do the cons outweigh the positives?
Yes, but... I think that's also for me to be able to control and learn
that. And I never said you were never going to get social media. I know it's not in your timeline, but it'll happen. I mean, as our job as parents is to teach you how to use tools to benefit you, but at the same time... These are privileges, not rights.
But I'm not really learning anything if I don't have it.
But that's what I'm saying is, if you did your portion and, like, proved you were responsible. I'm not going to go there right now, but I'm just saying that if you did what you're supposed to do and all that other stuff, like we talked about before, then I'm not saying I would not agree to it.
You just put a lot of parental controls on it.
I don't put all the parental controls. That's your dad.
Yes, but not... I feel like that's a violation of my privacy.
But how is
it? We do not have a parental control on your phone or on Dad's phone.
Because we're parents.
Yes, but I don't think that the amount of control you have on social media or my phone is fair because...
Do you get your phone every day?
But we're off topic.
Well, I'm saying, because this is like your mental health, suicide, and all this stuff. It's all the same topic. Anyways, go ahead and read that if you want.
1 in every 100 deaths worldwide is the result of suicide. It can affect every one of us. Each and every suicide is devastating and has a profound impact on those around them. However, by raising awareness, reducing the stigma around suicide, and encouraging well-informed action, we can reduce instances of suicide around the world. World Suicide Prevention Day is an opportunity to raise awareness of suicide and to promote action through proven means that will reduce the number of suicides and suicide attempts globally. Yay.
Riley is just so funny right now. So events get involved.
That means she's annoyed with me.
Huh?
That means you're annoyed with me.
Not really. By encouraging, understanding, reaching, and sharing experience, we want to give people the confidence to take action. How you can take part. Oh, it says, share resources, share on social media, hold or attend an event, cycle around the globe, by the candle. We should also probably write, like, the website, like, things. World Suicide, okay. Oh, this is cool. It says, the theme for World Suicide Prevention Day 2021 to 2023. Why is this not going? What? Is called About Take 5 to Save Lives. A partnership with the World Health Organization, the International Association of Suicide Prevention, co-sponsored the first annual World Suicide Prevention Day on September. Oh, so this actually hasn't been going on that long. It's only been going on for 16 years. Since September 10th in 2003 to focus on public attention. So, okay, so this is a good website. If you or someone you know is in need of emotional support or help, call the National Suicide Prevention Line. Trained helpers are available 24/7. 1-800-273-TALK. Interesting. So the theme for World Suicide Prevention Day is... The 5 steps is resources, about, events, and getting involved, I think. Even though that was only 4, that's weird. I was trying to see, like, more facts. I mean, I think that it takes a strong person to, you know, go through with it. But it's also a strong person to say, hey... I'm not okay. I need help. I'm struggling. I'm flailing. Ouch. What do you want to say? You're not going to say anything? You're flailing like a fish.
I mean...
Are you sad? Are you depressed? Are you sad? Are you hungry?
Swear I haven't... Ugh, no, we're not gonna self-diagnose myself, quote-unquote. I don't know. Swear I have anxiety for all these panic attacks and stuff that I have. I had a panic attack during class.
I think sometimes you're a hypochondriac, too. Yeah, I don't know how many times...
Everybody's a hypochondriac.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
Mm-mm, I am not a hypochondriac.
You're a hypochondriac.
No. Mm-hmm. That means that I'm always...
I think that I'm allergic to gluten or something in bread.
I do. I really do. That's not a hypochondriac. That is somebody being like, hey, I think this might be because every time I eat this, I get really sick. Hypochondriac is somebody, oh my God, I have to go. I'm allergic to this. Oh, I can't go out. I'm allergic to the sun. Nope, that person has germs. How many times have you, like, learned about something and then you're like, oh my God, I learned about this? And you're like, I think I might have this.
No. Did you just roll your eyes?
No.
Okay.
I think I have anxiety because of the amount of panic attacks that I have every day.
You probably do have anxiety. It's very common. It's very, very common in teens. It's very common in adults. The thing is, you have to, besides talk to somebody, you also have a lot on your plate. And you have to say, this is too much. I need to scale back. I need to say no. I need to not be in six places at once. Maybe drop regular AP classes and go to regular classes. The workload isn't going to be as stressful. Drop karate. Drop scouts.
But I can't because it looks good on my college application.
Guess what, though? If you go to college and you have this bad anxiety now, wait until you get to college. You're literally going to be a walking, like, I gotta go here, gotta go here, gotta go here. I can't stop this, I can't stop doing this, because you're going to be constantly on the go, like you are now.
As soon as I earn my black belt, I'm dropping karate.
That's like in 2 years.
I'm
going to
do dance.
Exactly. You give yourself anxiety because you don't want to, you want to be perfect to everything. You want to be everything to everybody. And you can't.
No, I've had to. No, it's because I want to do dance, but I also want to do karate. But, like, I'd rather do dance, but then I feel bad. And then, like, I'm already almost brown belt, like.
I love you to pieces more than you will ever know. And I don't ever want you to feel like you're not worthy. Everybody is worthy of love and care and kindness. Even the little crap holes that are bullying your brother.
Yeah.
Those little crap holes. They need somebody to love them extra nice.
So I told Lizzie today that somebody asked me at homecoming, and since they heard me, and I was, and I got so embarrassed because Dad doesn't know, and I thought Dad heard, but since he was talking to me about it, he was like, so, who's this guy? And I was like, I'm not telling you. It was so embarrassing because everybody's staring at me. I was like, oh my god. It was scary because I was like, I don't want Dad to know just yet.
Pretty sure your dad already knows.
I'm pretty sure you're he doesn't know. I mean, I don't care.
You're so lucky that you have a chill mom parents. And a dad, two parents that love you.
That are pretty
Did
chill.
You watch that episode of Modern Family? Where, like, they were like, we're so lucky our parents still love each other enough to have some sex. Did you watch that episode? Because they walked in on their parents.
No.
And they're like, so the kids were all, like, panicking or freaking out. She's like, oh my god, this is so miserable. I got burnt out my eyes. Like, gotta light them on fire. And then Haley took them all to the bus stop, and they were talking about it. And they were like, you know, I guess it's a good thing that our parents still like each other. Because all of my friends are divorced. And that they were going through it. So it's funny.
I didn't watch that.
Yeah.
No, everyone tells me you guys are really cool.
You're like.
And then I tell them you don't have social media. And they're like, oh, that kind of sucks.
They're like, your parents are still cool. But it sucks that they're old.
They tell me, like, that they're not as strict with social media.
What?
That they wish, or that they wish that you weren't as, you guys weren't as strict with social media.
Like I said, I mean, it's not like I'm not willing to change my mind.
But by that time, I'll be graduating high school.
Oh, please. Please.
There won't be need for social media.
Please. Social media is not going anywhere.
But I'm not going to need social media once I graduate high school.
Oh my gosh, you're so crazy, Riley. You're so crazy. I love you so much. You don't even know. I love you so much, and I would be so sad if you ever contemplated hurting yourself. It made me so sad that Riker was so sad to go to school.
You're crying.
I was. So bad. I didn't want to send my baby to school. He was so sad. He was afraid those kids were going to be jerks to him. Like,
dude, you were crying. I almost started crying. I felt so bad. And like,
he's in second grade. These little bullies are bending his fingers.
I know. Just think about how bad Kinzer would be if Cohen went too. and where
I know. Going. I know, and I thought about that. Like I said, I mean,
like Cohen's doing great here. Those kids are pretty cool.
Now, do you know how like Riley has turned a page now? If nobody has noticed, well, they haven't because we haven't talked about this. Riley has turned a corner in school, in her self-realization.
I have.
Yeah, we were talking about changing schools. Yeah. Just roll your eyes.
It's because of the people. That's the only reason why I'm saying. Some of the people.
But what else did you tell me? I gave you the opportunity. I said, if this is going to happen, I'm going to pull you guys all from that school. I'd rather have you guys be happy and be safe at school and feel like you belong than being at a school where you feel unhappy and miserable and like you don't want to be alive because you don't want to go to school. Like that's like how I can't send you to school like that. That's supposed to be your safe space.
Yeah, but like Cohen went to that school. Let me tell you, these 7th graders literally dress like 10th graders. Saggy jeans and everything.
I cannot imagine your brother going to North Mountain.
No, I can't. He'd be like that one guy with like the quirky little shirts and like the glasses and everybody else.
But
he
might
saggy pants.
He might have one friend. I mean, one or two friends.
Those people start fights for no reason.
I know.
Remember that girl.
I'm just saying. He might have really good luck. We never know. He might turn a corner. He might I don't know. We never know.
He might become a bad kid.
You never know. I mean, there's just a lot. But it made me sad that you felt that way about school, how you didn't want to go, you hated it because you hated your friends, you were sad all the time, you know.
And well, there's only one person I hang out with right now.
The new girl.
No. Well, I hang out with her, like, because we have all of our classes together except for, like, two, so I hang out with her a lot during class.
Mm-hmm.
And like passing period, but at lunch hangs out with her other friends, and then I hang out with Isabella, and then I've been hanging out with S. I don't want to say his name because he listens.
I don't know who S is. Okay,
the
so
guy who asked me to homecoming.
Oh.
I hang out with him.
So suicide facts, real quick, because we only have 10 minutes left. General statistics. Do you want to read it? We only got a little bit of time. 10 minutes.
Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the U.S. for all ages, but it's usually one of the most common in teens and young adults. Every day, approximately 130 Americans die by suicide. Wow. There is one death by suicide in the U.S. every 11 minutes. Depression affects 20 to 25% of Americans aged 18 plus in a given year. Suicide takes the lives of over 48,500 Americans every year. The highest suicide rates in the U.S. are among whites, American Indians, and Alaska Natives. Only half of all Americans experiencing an episode of major depression receive treatment. 80 to 90% of people that seek treatment for depression are treated successfully using therapy and/or medication. An estimated 285,000 each year become suicide survivors. There is one suicide for every estimated 25 suicide attempts. And there is one suicide...
Wait, go back one?
One suicide for every estimated 25 suicide attempts.
So, if there were, like, 25 people...
Who committed or attempted suicide, only one would die.
One would die. That's still crazy.
Yeah.
Think about that. That's, like, your whole entire classroom. You're like, you need to go to school?
So, 6 people. Because my 6 classes.
Yep.
Technically, there's actually more than 25.
But think about that. Is that like...
There's, like, a lot of classes at school. It's a lot of kids. There is one suicide for every estimated 4 suicide attempts in the elderly. Wow.
Elderly get sad. Think about when I worked with Glow.
Yeah.
You got nobody to live for. Nobody comes and visits you.
Nearly 800,000 people die by suicide in the world each year, which is roughly one death every 40 seconds. Suicide is the second leading cause of death in the world for those aged 15 to 24. That's what I said. Depression is the leading cause of disability worldwide. gender disparities.
It is. It's a debility. It's debilitating.
Suicide among males is 4 times higher than among females. Males' deaths represent 75% of all U.S. suicides. Firearms are the most commonly used method of suicide among males, 51%.
I could see that.
Females are more likely than males to have had suicidal thoughts. Females experience depression at roughly 2 times the rate of men, and females attempt suicide 3 times as often as males. And poisoning is the most common method of suicide for females. That is crazy.
Well, I mean, I would think about it that way because I don't want to make a mess. I don't want to think about that.
And then, like,
I would
have someone clean it up.
No, I would just think about the act of, like, physically doing that. I'd rather poison myself and just die and not know when I was going to die, if that makes sense.
No, because sometimes poisoning can be, like, choking up and, like, coughing up blood and stuff. Like.
But, okay, think about people who poison themselves by overdosing. Putting rat poison in their food or drinks and they're not supposed to, like, or you know what I mean, like that. Or think about poisoning, putting the carbon monoxide sitting in a closed garage with your car running. You would just go to sleep. That's still poisoning.
Whoa, our teacher's talking about that. One in 100,000 children ages 10 to 14 die by suicide each year. 7 in 100,000 youth ages 15 to 19 die by suicide each year.
Check the time. Make sure we don't run out.
We're at 51:20.
Okay. Let's go.
Suicide is the fourth leading death cause of death for adults ages 18 to 65. So, American Indian and Alaska Natives are more likely to commit suicide than its white, overall U.S., Asian, Pacific, Inlander, Hispanic, and Black. That's the page.
Yeah.
Did you learn anything new?
Yes.
What?
Most deaths of suicide in males are by firearms and females poisoning. It is the fourth chosen death from people aged 15 to 24. And every 40 seconds, one person dies from a suicide attempt.
I mean, it's crazy. Okay, so this is 811 million is the estimation of direct and indirect cost of suicides in Alberta. This is obviously old, and this is in Alberta, but Canada. It says it's $811 million. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. We learned about this at school 2 weeks ago for PE and health.
What?
We were talking about, I don't know why, but, like, we're talking about effects of obesity somehow gone into suicide. And, yeah, that's how much of the healthcare system, has to pay from obesity and from suicide.
Think about, even though you're, you know, you're choosing to do suicide and committing suicide in your life, you think about all the after effects and the costs. Like I said, say if somebody at your school were to commit suicide, and all of a sudden, well, then the school's going to have to provide counseling. Who's going to pay for that counseling? That's time that students are learning away from school. That is mental health that these kids are not just going to have to deal with in school. That's going to be something their parents are going to have to deal with. Parents might have to miss work. You don't have work. It's just, it's so much cost-wise. It's much cheaper and makes sense to nip depression in the bud. I mean, sometimes you can't, but it's much more effective to talk about it now than to deal with the effects after, because the person's not here and all that. You were going to say something.
No.
I don't know.
I was gonna cough. And I sound like a male again.
Do you know the warning signs of suicide? Keeping to yourself, being withdrawn. But there's also times where you see somebody happy-go-lucky.
Me.
And on the outside they look great, but on the inside they're falling apart.
Me.
You're not falling apart.
You don't look that.
Have you fallen apart, Riley?
Yeah.
As you laugh and smirk?
No. Yeah.
You're crazy. Warning signs, talking about dying, any mention of dying, disappearing, sounds familiar, dying, disappearing, jumping, shooting oneself or other types of self-harm. 2, change in personality, sad, withdrawn, irritable, anxious, tired, indecisive, or apathetic.
All of the
3, above. Change in behavior, difficulty concentrating on school, work, or routine tasks. 4, change in sleep patterns, insomnia, often with early waking or oversleeping nightmares.
Me.
Change in eating habits, loss of appetite, and weight, overeating. 6, fear of losing control, acting erratically, harming self or others. Are you done?
I was
coughing. Okay, but you're snapping that. That's very loud and distracting. Now, really, we're like at the end of it and you're going to continue. Are you done? We only have like 2. Can you stop? We only have 2 more minutes.
Okay, we're done.
Navigating crisis, warning signs. What should you do? Start the conversation by sharing specific signs you've noticed, like, are you thinking about suicide? Do you have a plan? Do you know how you would do it? If the answer to this question is yes, seek help immediately. Do not leave them alone and stay calm. Call their therapist or other healthcare professional. Remove potential means such as weapons and medications. Call the National Suicide Prevention Line at 1-800-273-8255 or call 911. If the situation is life-threatening, call 911 and ask for someone with mental health experience to respond, like a crisis intervention team. Listen, express concern, and reassure. I may not understand exactly how you feel, but I care about you and want to help. I'm concerned about you, and I want you to know there's help to get you through this. If you are important to me, and we will get through this together.
Another coping skill is for any person who wants to hurt themselves.
You're too far away.
For any person who wants to hurt themselves, I've also heard this is a good coping skill. Put Band-Aids on the place that you want to hurt so that you're like, oh, well, there's Band-Aids there. Like,
yeah.
Like a placebo.
Yeah.
But that's our episode this week. Suicide prevention tomorrow. National Suicide Prevention Awareness Day.
Say you love somebody.
You are loved. You are important. No matter what. You might have a bad day. You might have a bad week. Might have a bad year. But you will get through this. And if you need to, you can reach out to the National Suicide Prevention Line, 911, your doctor, friend, aunt, uncle, your dog, your demon dog.
Your mom.
Your dad, mama.
Your friend, your family.
So.
Your brother you don't need to talk to.
So this is a parent teen talk. We will be back maybe earlier next week.
Yep.
Maybe we could do it sooner. Yeah. Peace out. Oh, we should probably do another episode. Oh, I know we should do an episode on. All right. I'm Bree.
I'm Riley.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.